called The Sharp Dressed Man. So my guest today, Chef Rum, was playing his imaginary drum set there. You do that so well, Chef.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again, man. I've not seen you for ages. I think we last worked together at the Roseway Waldorf School, didn't it?
We did.
Special school as well, hey? Still indeed. Going strong, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now then, tell us a bit about you, first of all. Then we'll get on to your falafels in the nicest possible way. Tell us about your history, because you've hobnobbed with some important people.
I did. I did my chef studies in Centurion, in there by Joburg. That lovely place. I then worked in Johannesburg in five-star hotels for a while, the Saxon Hotel, the Grace Hotel in Rosebank when it was still up and running. And, yeah, I met some interesting people.
Go on, you can name drop a bit.
All right. Nelson Mandela. I didn't bring my signed chef hat by Quentin Tarantino, but it exists.
Blimey.
I served him personally as a very nice guy.
He's a bit of a gangster, isn't he, Quentin?
He's insane.
But anyway, Nelson Mandela I have as my profile picture. And people say to me, he became my friend when I met him. And people say, when are you going to change your profile picture? I'm going to say, why? What are you going to do? Put Justin Bieber up there. You don't get much better than Nelson Mandela, do you?
I don't think you get much higher than that.
A couple of presidents, well, ex-presidents as well.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Bill Clinton, very short and brief, at not the best time of his life.
And thank you, Monica.
Yeah, he seemed a little bit down. And Jimmy Carter, met him. He visited with Kofi Annan at the same time, which was also quite funny because Kofi Annan told me that... we were in the elevator and somebody named him Thabo Mbeki.
Oh, wow.
And he just smiled at them and he looked at me and he said, I get that very often.
Jimmy Carter was the peanut man, wasn't he?
He was?
The peanut man.
The peanut man?
Wasn't he the peanut farms or something, Jimmy Carter? Have I got the wrong one? I probably have. But anyway.
Could be, I don't know.
Also, high on your list is Will Smith. I mean, he's a major star.
He is. I was actually surprised to see that he's not that tall. I thought he was much taller. I walked past him, and I'm a slight hobbit, half hobbit. so he wasn't much taller than me, so I was like, oh, okay. It was quite a surprise. But yes, I met him and his lovely wife.
Pulls his socks up and blindfolds himself. He's that small. But anyway, so now you're in here, 88 FM. The whole team are here, and they're just like eating. We're talking falafels. Just first of all, we're going to take a little bit of music and come back to you. What is a falafel?
Okay.
For the uninitiated, of course.
Uneducated. A staple in the Middle East, where I hail from. And there are many, many forms of falafel. It's produced all the way from Greece through Turkey, the whole Arabian nations, through Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, and across the Suez Canal into North Africa to Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. So it's very, very popular.
And that is your speciality, right?
And that is my speciality.
All right, we'll find out why in just a moment. Stick on 88 FM. Thank you for joining me today. My name's Dave Caselli, sitting in for Dave Charles today.
The radio legend, Dave Charles.
All right, so my guest is Chef Rum, and he's falafeling a lot all over the place. So we found out what falafels are. Do you have shops, Chef, where people can buy them, or is it online at the moment, or is it when you do gigs throughout KwaZulu-Natal?
So my so-called shop is the Bolita Farmers Market, every Saturday and every Sunday, where I don't only do falafel there. There's a lot of other surprises that you can come and taste. And that is my permanent place. On top of that, okay. I do lots of other markets and events. We've just done the Christmas fair at the Manor House. I do ZA Fest. I do Hilton Art Fest. I do Splashy Fen.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
And you also do the Golden Hours Family Market, and that's a very special place.
I used to, Dave.
Oh, you stopped
regrettably,
there now.
Okay. I had to leave. Yes.
All right. Okay, no problem. Shongweni, it's a big market. Have you
Shongweni
been there?
Shongweni has another guy doing falafel,
I see.
So I'm out of there. So I'm building myself at the Bolita Farmers Market. That's my home.
Do you know what, though? I don't agree with that, and I'll say it, on air. Why not more than one? You can't just have one person do. There's enough for everybody, isn't there?
It's got to do with the building extra teams and finding the people that can run when you are not there.
Oh, all right.
And okay. that you can trust that can do that. And it's a huge undertaking because it's every Saturday, come hell or high water, that you have to be there.
All right. So, listen, finally, you do private functions as well. Now, this isn't just falafels, is it? This is the whole bang shoot, I would imagine.
It's anything that you want. My private functions are personal. So I speak to you, and whatever it is that you want, we make it happen within reason. And yeah, I've actually got one this Saturday.
I'm a very basic kind of guy, so a big fat Greek salad with no olives and chicken. Isn't that boring?
And a nice brisket that's been cooking for 8 hours. That's lovely.
No, not chicken, man. I don't know.
We can do chicken as well. Chicken shawarma.
That'll be all right.
We'll do the most amazing chicken shawarma.
All right, so if somebody wants to get hold of you, what's the easiest way? Is there a website? Or I don't like giving out phone numbers. You can if you want, but I think a website is way better.
So my website is thekitchenguru.co.za.
Oh, that's simple,
That's
yeah.
easy. My handle is @ChefRum on Instagram,
Facebook.
And yep. Yeah, if you want to find out where I am this weekend, I just put a post this morning,
cool.
a couple of reels, and yeah, come and see me at the farmer's market. It's beautiful.
That's this coming Saturday, right?
In every Belito. Saturday and every Sunday. Come hell or high water.
Oh, okay, both days. Is it covered? Is it rainproof?
It's covered. It's not rainproof between the sheds, but it is when you go into the shed, you are fully protected.
Take an umbrella.
Yes, exactly, and there's a very, very wide variety of food from all over the place, not just me. It's beautiful.
All right, and the diet starts on Monday, of course, as always.
Correct.
Chef, it's been a pleasure seeing you and talking to you.
Awesome seeing you again, David, always.
Good luck going forward. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.